BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Kira from St. Pete writes us, Dear Freak Show, started a new thing in my household, and I wanted to confess it to y'all that I listen to you every morning.
Thank you.
My husband isn't happy about it.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. Thank you. My husband isn't happy about it. What I'm really trying to do is make a change. I'm trying to improve our health because that falls on mom, along with setting a better example for my 13-year-old son. I've stopped buying beer when I go out and get groceries for my husband because we're having this sober October.
Oh.
It's only 1 month, but I figure it could start the train. I wanted to introduce a change because, and he's not happy about it, because every single night he goes out or comes home with a six-pack or more that he drinks that night. His routine is after work, we have dinner, we sit in the living room, and we get ready to watch TV or wind down, and by the end of the night, he's 4 to 5 beers in. Now, our son hangs out with him like he should. And they usually watch some sort of sports or something that has their attention. But dad is constantly cracking beers and having my son go get him another. Everybody's watching the math. He's drinking all day, and it's every day. He says it's not a big deal. It's something he does to wind down from work. I say it's alcoholism and a huge, hugely wrong example for our 13-year-old son. He thinks it's perfectly normal. I don't. I buy the groceries, so I make the rules, but daddy makes an extra trip now every night to undermine my work. How many drinks do you feel is appropriate, especially when you got a child watching your every move?
Yeah.
What do you think?
You have
signed Kira from St. Petersburg.
You know, you got to remember that kids see everything, and you can pass on really bad habits really quickly and not even notice it. And I think having a drink or two after work is kind of normal these days. But 5, 6
yeah,
every single night?
Six-pack every night.
That's a lot.
That's overboard.
Beer drinkers don't see it that way, though.
Like, of course not.
Drink, I mean, not alcoholism, but I'm saying, like, they don't, like, I've seen people take down beers.
Yeah.
And they like, oh, it don't affect me because their tolerance gets up on it and they get used to it.
Well, the people that say it doesn't affect you, I would like to see how you act without it. And then you can see how much it really does affect you.
I mean, it also depends on the kind of beer. If it's like a light beer, really? I mean, 4 or 5 of those, it's
every single night, a six-pack, you knocking them down? You can't think
and
that
And if
this
you're
is
doing
okay.
it over the course of maybe you're watching a baseball game, that's 3, 4 hours you're talking.
That's
basically
every night.
A beer an hour? That's not bad.
Says the resident alcoholic.
What do you expect
know who you
me
are?
To say?
I mean, I was expecting you to say, man, that is a lot.
Well, wait a minute. If I recall, you had an ex and you hated the fact that she had a glass of wine every single evening. It like really bugged you and you brought it up and you didn't like it and she stopped.
No.
So you can do it, but she can't. And that's the problem here is if it's just a drink or two, that's one thing. But if you're having 5 or 6 beers every single evening, it sounds like it's just it's a habit. I don't think he's an alcoholic necessarily.
Sounds like you guys are just haters.
I think he's alcoholic. And I also think that mom is.
So.
I mean, I do. If
you think he's an alcoholic?
Yeah.
That's
what?
A very strong word and label to put on
if
somebody.
If you need alcohol every single night, this is what it sounds like.
But
it sounds
that's a habit.
Maybe he doesn't need it. He's just enjoying it.
But I feel like alcoholism
is different.
Do crackheads
enjoy crack? Of course they do.
Wait, that's different. But
they find it very enjoyable.
I had apples and oranges.
Where that crosses the line, alcoholism and that label, is like the second you wake up in the morning, you need to have it. I feel like that's where it leads your whole life.
I think it's a case-by-case scenario. I think if this guy is freaking out because he can't knock down his six-pack 7 days a week, I think you have a problem.
Somebody said out of the A13, when I was in nursing school, our instructor told us, if you drink more than 4 drinks a week, then you're an alcoholic.
Well, sign me up then.
Okay.
You just don't know it. Now, that's that side. Vincent wrote in, girlfriend, you picked the wrong month. Sober October. At least you have a man who is at home with you and your son. Now, that's
very
true because he's
true.
Not out drinking.
Yes.
He's at home drinking. And back in the day, when you talk about the Mad Men days and you talk about that whole 5, that's when men came home and they had a drink
waiting for them.
To enjoy. And they would have 2 or 3 to wind down from the hectic day that they had.
But
so it's not that new.
We've learned so much more since the Mad Men days in the 50s and 60s, how much of a toll that takes on your body. I think she's looking out for his health.
Of course she is.
Looking at her husband.
Oh, absolutely. And she said that. It's mom's job to look at the whole, like mom cooks for the meals, so she's going to get you. When mom gets healthier, the household gets healthier. Mm-hmm. When mom says we drinking too much, that means you drinking too much.
Right.
Because she is... She's the ruler.
And also, it obviously changes your behavior. You might have, I don't know, these lashes out on your family.
Well. He's not, though. She didn't mention that.
No. I'm saying, but that's like the next step. I mean, you're not just being a normal person now.
We're getting a lot of texts, man. People have been dealing with alcoholism in so many different slices. It's crazy. 30 beers a day while I was growing up. I saw my dad drinking 30 beers a day. I drink a bottle of wine a night, somebody says. Somebody else says it's not okay. He's going out of his way to go to the store to get the beer. He is legit changing his life to get his beer. That's hashtag alcoholic, somebody says. All right, we got calls, 888-429.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
0941, how many beers is too much, man? Clive is on the phone. Clive, hey.
Hey, what's up, man?
How you doing, bro?
I'm okay.
You drink how many bourbons? Because you like the bourbon. How many you drink a day?
3 to 4. At 9 o'clock, I get off of work, and I don't consider myself an alcoholic. I will drink a bottle of bourbon for the week. I don't drink, and I'll make a week go by, and I don't drink none at all. So,
but wait, you said 9 in the morning, though? 9 in the morning or 9 at night?
Yeah, 9 in the morning because I work at night, so 9 o'clock in the morning is like evening for me.
Damn. Yeah. All right.
And you don't think it's a problem because it's 3 a day, and that's just your part of your ritual?
Right, and I will let a week go by, and I don't drink none at all. So, and I'm not alcoholic. No one can convince me of that.
Oh, you're in control of your decisions.
Because he can go without it.
Right.
This guy sounds like he can.
Yeah, because I can leave it for a week and don't touch it none at all, and I get back on it next week. That's the way I do it.
Good. You don't let alcohol control your life.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Clyde, man. Thanks for checking in, bro.
All right.
We got a text out the 727. It says, I work in a hospital, and we see a range of patients who are alcoholics. If someone were to come in reportedly drinking a 6-pack a day, we'd monitor them for alcohol withdrawal. There's a range of severity in alcoholism, but having to have 6 drinks every day is definitely a problem.
Yeah, the nurses at the nurse station say, hey, that person in 212 said he is not an alcoholic. What's he doing now? He's having the shakes.
You're right.
Yeah, his body's just used to it.
He's an alcoholic. Sam's on the phone. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
Hey, guys. First-time caller.
Hey, first-time caller. First-time caller.
It's a celebration. Sam's in the building. Now, you say you know this from a personal position because you drank 6 years straight.
Yeah. I mean, I've been drinking, like, progressively more and more, you know, because your tolerance builds up, right? It's first, it's like you have a drink when you get home from work and you're just trying to relax. And I don't know if there's other people that may suffer from like some sort of anxiety, but it also helps with just calming your brain down. But as the years go on, you know, when your habit goes on and on, it does increase. And then it's like, where do you stop? You know, like how much do you need to control it? And then it's, I don't know. I had to stop just because of the weight that I was gaining. And there's just a lot of risks involved, like diabetes and blood sugar levels and. So I actually just quit about 2 months ago, and it wasn't hard at all because I'm not like waking up in the morning, you know, fiending for a sip of alcohol. Like there's a difference to a level of that you're calling someone an alcoholic, you know?
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. I don't know, but when you say for 2 months, you've not been doing it, your body isn't having that yearning or that hunger or the shakes that we were just talking about. Like you 6 years seems like it's going to take a while to get out of your system.
So I was also afraid, right? Because then you like teeter totter on the line of, am I an alcoholic or am I not an alcoholic? Like, because what's the definition here, right? And it's, I mean, I didn't go through any shakes, any withdrawals, anything like that. It was, so it kind of made me feel good, you know, being like, okay, well, I wasn't on the stage that I thought I was, but that term is thrown around so loosely.
Yeah.
That people that are actually suffering from being an alcoholic is a totally different thing than people coming home and having beers or whatever. Like, there's a, you know, people that have jobs and that can maintain in society and that are, like, good working people. Who cares if they go home and have drinks every night, you know?
Their wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody worried about their health, yeah, about their weight gain, about the diabetes and all the issues that you just mentioned.
Yeah. I mean, now, right, can you go to, like, go ahead. What were you about to say?
I mean, that's a change that I made for myself, but people are completely fine with that, you know?
Yeah.
People go their whole lives with that, and they're completely fine with it.
Can you go to dinner with people drinking and be okay?
Oh, yeah.
Don't be like, oh, yeah. I mean, they sitting there sipping the good, good, girl. I mean, they got the good stuff.
No, I mean, I'm not. It's. I mean, like, I know what I want to do for myself, but that's just a change that I've made just because of my health.
Right.
But for years, I did not care, you know? Like, I mean, it was whatever. It was just because my health was getting bad that I'm the one that made the change.
Yeah, it good wakes you up. All right, well, I appreciate it. Thanks for sharing that with. And, I mean, and it goes with anything. I mean, food is an addiction. And, mm-hmm, you know, when you stop eating certain stuff, and I'm sitting there, people eating deep dish pizza.
Right. Right.
Like, damn it.
I might have had a shake.
You have a trigger.
I might want a drink of that. You got a carb drink, whatever. All right, well, thumbs up, thumbs down. Five
is too much for me.
Yeah,
I would bring it up 5 or 6 beers every single evening.
What about if he had two? What about if she got him down to 2
that,
beers?
That honestly, for me, that wouldn't bother me. I'm pretty easygoing when it comes to that. But now you're taking it to,
so he can have beer every day still, but he should cut it down.
It's about moderation.
Yes, right. Exactly.
But also, I think she's a little bit in the wrong the way she handled it, because she didn't say anything about a conversation that they had, or, you know, trying
mama
to
don't
wean
have
him
no
off.
Conversations.
She just cut it off.
Mama jump in.
So I don't think she handled it the correct way.
Oh yeah, yeah. Mamas make that decision because they didn't watch it on a Dr. Phil.
Yes. Right.
You just come home and find out what Phil said. He doing, huh?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.